earlier, you just said to me it wasn't a classic today. You certainly had to come up against some interesting tactics, but your football won through in the end.
I think whenever you come to Millwall, I think you expect a certain amount of physicality in the game. I think there was plenty of that in it today. I think could have been more than one red card, in my opinion. I understand with Millwall's league position and their run of form, it was always going to be that kind of game from them. But I was just really pleased that we didn't lose our focus and we concentrated on the football, which is what we're good at. And as you say, the football came out in the end, and I thought we were good in spells, second half, passed the ball well, especially when we changed system. Could have been more, but a very, very good day.
Like any team, you've got characters who can sometimes get wrapped up in that side of things, the non-football side of things. So was that your key message today, was don't give the referee any reason to make decisions?
Yeah, I think I must have said it plenty of times in the build-up to the game and at half-time, because you know, I think we're a good team in that regard. Our discipline is very good. I think our ethics are good, so I have no problem with that. But just in the moment, especially with the atmosphere as it is, it's quite aggressive. You can lose your head. I was really pleased that none of our players did, and I thought the bookings we got were very soft, and almost in some way it was the referee just trying to even it up slightly when he didn't really have to.
Scored two goals at a good time, because there hadn't been a whole lot in terms of direct chances for either team before the goal, first goal went in.
Yeah, that's right, there hadn't been, and I think whatever chances had come our way. But I was pleased with the goals. I mean, Jan took his penalty very well, and another good finish from Harry.
Callum Wilson, I almost felt sorry for him at the end that he hadn't scored, because he was just chasing after everything as ever. His work rate was again stood out today.
Incredible. When you consider two games in 3 days, he, as you say, right to the very end, he's chasing, harrying, winning balls for us in 50-50 situations. I thought his work was tireless, and he deserved the goal with his performance. But I think he's a real handful, and he's getting better and better, so we're delighted to have him.
I know you always say 2-0 is a dangerous scoreline, but did it feel dangerous at any point today? Because Boric didn't really have a thing to do, saves-wise.
No, I don't think it had that feel about it. Not like the home game where at half-time the game had changed and we felt under pressure. I don't think we felt under pressure at all today. Probably the only time would be from the corner when they had 10 men at the end, when Tommy defended that situation really well. The only time we were really under threat, and as you say, our goalkeeper's not really had a save to make. Which is a really pleasing sign, because defensively it's back-to-back clean sheets and we're going to need that to be successful.
I was going to say, teams that want to be successful have to go to places like Blackpool and bumpy pitches in gale force winds and come to places like this and win, don't you?
You do, and it's a good sign. It's a good sign that we've kept our momentum and kept our consistency. I've always said when you go on unbeaten runs, it's very easy just to lose somewhere and then have to regroup. But this team's very focused at the moment, and I think my key message is at the moment to keep that focus. And not get too high and just keep wanting to improve.
And top of the table going into the new year is obviously a great one for the Cherries fans, who again were in unbelievable voice today from the start.
Really good, really pleased with them and the numbers that they came to support us and the noise they made. It's a great effort from everybody concerned, and yeah, we're in a good place for them at the moment. And I say every week that the key thing is to try and keep the momentum. We go into the FA Cup now, so we've got a break from the league action, which will be nice. We want to keep our run going.
Yeah, what will you do with the FA Cup? Because you've made wholesale changes in the League Cup. Does the FA Cup carry a similar sort of theme for you?
I think we'll look at it. I think we believe in the squad. It's good to see today we use the squad with two players coming in and just resting a couple, which shows the strength, because we were unharmed in terms of our team shape. So it's a good sign, and you know, I could do the same with other players as well. So we'll have a look at it and pick the best team.
Although Takeo didn't get off the bench today, great to see him back in the squad, and particularly great for South Africa, I'm sure, to see him back fit.
It's great for South Africa, that's good for us. You know, it just coincides. T's been training with us for a while. We felt his shoulder was strong enough. We didn't really want to use him if we didn't have to. Just with his very early days in his recovery. But yeah, he goes away now and we miss him. But we certainly wish him well and hopefully a comeback full of confidence.
So that's him gone now, not available again. What about, I've got to ask you about Boric as well, because today is the end of, or the last game it would appear of his initial loan. But what's the intentions and situations going forward with him?
We'll see. You know, it's up to Southampton to decide really what the next step is. We would be very keen to keep him. He's done very well for us, been a key part of our run. So we'll wait and see.